This is the Sakka Merli of the 23rd of the 5th, 2026. Essence, sweet children, Ravan has made you suffer a lot, and so God, the protector of devotees, has now come to remove your suffering. Question, what are the two main signs of worthy children? Answer, 1. Worthy children constantly follow the mother and father and claim their throne. They remain engaged in making a lot of effort. 2. They are very honest with the father. Those who have honest hearts constantly follow Srimad. If you don't have internal honesty, you cannot stay in remembrance. Song. No one is unique like the innocent Lord. Om Shanti. You sweetest children heard this song of the path of devotion. Devotees do not understand the meaning of this song. You have become the children of God. God is the protector of devotees. You too are protectors of the devotees. You protect devotees. What calamities do devotees experience that make them call out to God to come and protect them? Devotees receive a lot of sorrow from Ravan. The community of Ravan is suffering so much from all their sorrow. They therefore remember the innocent Lord. That is the community of Ravan, whereas this is the community of Rama. Devotees don't know who their protector is. Although they sing that the innocent Lord is the protector, they don't know how he protects them. You children now understand that Shiv Baba, the innocent Lord, reforms that which has been spoiled. The world doesn't know who God is. If they knew God, they would also know the beginning, the middle, and the end of his creation. They neither know God nor anything about his creation. Therefore, such a human community would be called blind. On the other hand, there are all of you who have received divine vision. Your name is Brahmakumars and Kumaris. The name written on the board is Brahmakumaris World Spiritual University. It cannot just be Brahmakumaris. The father of people is Brahma. A father has both sons and daughters. Only Prajapita Brahma can have so many children. So you should understand that he is an unlimited father. You also know that it is only the father who creates Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, and that he is called the incorporeal one. He is the unlimited father. You also know that the supreme father, the supreme soul, creates creation through Brahma. His entire creation, all human beings, are in fact the dynasty of Shiva. You have now become the children of Prajapita Brahma. This is a new creation. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, creates the creation through Prajapita Brahma. Therefore, you are called Brahmakumars and Kumaris. There are so many unlimited children, and they must therefore definitely be claiming the unlimited inheritance. You children know that Shiv Baba has adopted you, Brahmakumars and Kumaris. Shiv Baba says, you are my children. You souls were also incorporeal. However, knowledge is required in the corporeal form. You know that you belonged to the original eternal deity religion. Creation takes place here through Brahma. The birthday of Shiva is also celebrated here. He took birth in this impure land. The father says, this country, Bharat, was pure heaven. It is now called hell, an impure, dirty land. It has to become heaven again. It is in the intellects of you children that Shivbaba is once again teaching you Raja Yoga and making you pure. They sing that the purifier is God, the protector of devotees. Only devotees call out. Although they are impure, they don't consider themselves to be impure. The father explains that all of you are impure. The golden age is called a pure world and the iron age is called an impure world. Everything the father tells you is right. There cannot be anything that is hundreds of thousands of years old. People are in extreme darkness. They think that the Iron Age is still in its infancy. You know that death is just ahead. It is only at the confluence age that you speak about darkness and light. You have now come into total light. You will not be able to speak about these things in the golden age. This knowledge won't remain there. The father sits here at this time and explains to you that in the golden age, you belonged to the Sun Dynasty clan, and that at the end, you become part of the Shudra Dynasty clan. You have now once again become part of the Brahmin clan. You belong to the most elevated Brahmin clan. You are the highest of all. This is the godly clan. When you come to the father, he asks you, whom have you come to? You reply, to the father. There are two fathers, a worldly one and the one from beyond this world. The father of all the salagrams is Shiva alone. This knowledge continues to trickle into your intellects. We are the children of the one Father from whom we claim our inheritance. The incorporeal one gives the inheritance through the corporeal one. The Father himself says, I come and enter an ordinary body. The father now says, children, may you be soul conscious. Consider yourselves to be souls. This body is perishable, whereas the soul is imperishable. It is the soul, not the body, that has to take 84 births. The body is continually changed. And it also has different friends and relatives. Souls now have to receive their inheritance from the unlimited father, the supreme soul. You listen to this and then imbibe it. The sanskars are in you souls. Sanskars are always in souls. You wouldn't say that they are the sanskars of bodies. No, they are the sanskars of you, the souls, which are Tamo Pradhan. You now have to change them. It is said the body is eternal. The body becomes as eternal as the kalpa tree. That means it has a long lifespan. You know that the lifespan here is very short. When they are just sitting somewhere, some have untimely death at a young age. You are now conquering death. Death never comes to you there. No one leaves his body in an untimely way there. You know that this body has now become old. You have to renounce it and take a new one. There, harmoniums play at the time of leaving the body, as well as at the time of taking birth. There is no question of crying there. The example of the buzzing moth has been explained to you. You are Brahmins. The words Brahmins and Brahmaris, buzzing moths, sound similar. You also do the same work that the buzzing moths do. It is a wonder. These examples of the buzzing moth, the tortoise, and the snake are all mentioned in the scriptures. Sannyasis also give these examples. You children are now being given all of this understanding by the Father. That is the path of devotion, where they remember the past. Everything that happens here is remembered later on. It is only at this time that the Father enters this body. This one Brahma is not called God. That would be blind faith. There are people who call Rama and Krishna God. They even say that Rama and Krishna are omnipresent. Some belong to the path of Radhe, and others belong to the path of Krishna. Those who believe in Radhe say that they only see Radhe wherever they look. Those who believe in Krishna say that they only see Krishna wherever they look. Those who believe in Rama only see Rama everywhere. They think that Rama is higher than Krishna because Rama has been portrayed in the Silver Age, whereas Krishna has been portrayed in the Copper Age. There is so much ignorance. The Father is now explaining to you children. There are so many Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, and so there must definitely be an unlimited Father. You can ask anyone if he has ever heard of the name Prajapita Brahma. The Father created that new creation of heaven. It is remembered that Brahmins are created through Brahma. You cannot claim the grandfather's inheritance until you become Brahmins, the mouth-born creation of Brahma. You unlimited children claim the unlimited inheritance from the Father alone. You truly did receive it. You truly were the residents of heaven. You have now become the residents of hell. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is now creating the land of Vishnu, heaven, through Prajapita Brahma. This is so easy. Shibaba asks, did you have this knowledge earlier? This soul Brahma says, I did not have this knowledge in me. I too was a worshipper of Vishnu. We who were worthy of worship have now become worshippers. Baba has now come and is once again making us worshippers into worthy of worship deities. You children should have this happiness inside you. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, has come and adopted you. Human beings adopt human beings. There are many people who adopt children when they don't have children of their own. The Father knows that all of his children now belong to Ravan, and that this is why he has to come once again and adopt you. He adopts his children through Brahma. This adoption is so wonderful. Only you know that Shiv Baba has adopted you through Brahma. Shiv Baba says, I have adopted you, children, in order to give you your inheritance of unlimited happiness. This Brahma cannot give it to you. Prajapita Brahma is also a human being. Human beings cannot give this knowledge. Only the ocean of knowledge, the incorporeal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, sits here and gives this knowledge. Neither Brahma nor Vishnu can be called the ocean of knowledge. The praise of each of the three is different. Only the one Father is the ocean of knowledge and the purifier. People all around the world call out to him. In English, they say that he is the liberator. You have to be liberated from someone who causes you sorrow. The Father comes here and liberates you from Ravan. The kingdom of Ravan is also here. It is here that they burn Ravan. They burn him and then go and loot the golden Lanka. They don't know anything about who Ravan is or when he became your enemy. They believe that Rama's Sita was abducted. They don't understand that all of us are Sitas, that we are trapped in Ravan's jail. Many sit and relate religious stories, but no one has this knowledge. Shiv Baba says, I, the resident of the faraway land, have come here into this foreign land. This impure world is old. It is the world of Ravan. People call out, Oh, Baba, come, we have become impure. The Father says, I have to come into this impure world to purify you. I have to enter the body of the one who had the number one pure body. The one who was beautiful has now become ugly. These are such wonderful matters. No one knows why Sri Krishna is called the ugly and the beautiful one. Was only Sri Krishna bitten by a snake? There are no snakes in the golden age. The Father says, For my sake, become pure in this last birth, and you will become the masters of the pure world. Simply remember me and become pure. Remember Alpha and then Beta. The kingdom is yours. This is easy Raja Yoga, an easy kingdom. As soon as a child is born, he receives the right to an inheritance. Here too, you children know that because you belong to the Father, you have the right to the kingdom of heaven. The Father says, From being Sattva Pradhan, you have now become Tamo Pradhan. You now have to become Sattva Pradhan again. It takes a second to teach yoga and this knowledge. As soon as a child is born, he has the faith that he is an heir. You now belong to the Father, and so the inheritance of the kingdom is yours. However, not everyone will become a king or queen. This is Raja Yoga. All are needed, the king and queens, subjects, rich and poor people. This is why, on the path of devotion, people turn the beads of a rosary of Rudra that has been created. You know that you have come here to study Raja Yoga. By following the mother and father, you will first become part of the sun and moon dynasties. Worthy children are those who follow the mother and father and claim their throne. You have to make a lot of effort. The father says, "Remember me." However, you don't do that. You don't follow Srimad. There isn't that honesty inside you. If you had honesty in your hearts, you would follow Srimad and continue to remember the Father. It is only by following Srimad that you receive the grandfather's inheritance. Brahma cannot give you the inheritance of heaven. Grandchildren have a right to their grandfather's wealth. Children inherit their father's income, and so they have a right to it. Here you are receiving the inheritance from Shiv Baba. Only from the father do you receive the jewels of this knowledge. You Brahmins know that you will become deities. Who is Jagadamba, the world mother? The father explains that she too was a Brahmin. She was filled with this knowledge and who will then become a princess. You will also become like that. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Change the tamopradan sanskars that are in the soul with the power of yoga. Become satopradan. 2. In order to claim your inheritance of the kingdom from the father, be a constantly worthy child and follow the father's Srimad. Remain honest with the true father. Follow the mother and father completely. Continue to donate jewels of this knowledge. Blessing. May you constantly experience victory with your own transformation and become a true server. Just as you have become constant yogis, similarly, become constantly victorious, and you will then become true servers. This is because when victorious souls experience victory in every thought and at every step, many souls are automatically served when they see their transformation. Their eyes give the experience of spirituality. Their behavior gives a vision of the father's activities. And the jewel on their foreheads shows a jewel of contentment. Special souls who serve with their avyakt image are called true service. Slogan: specialities and virtues are gifts from God. So look at the bestower, not at the person. Abhyak signal: constantly experience an unshakable, immovable, and constant stage. With the practice of the soul conscious stage, make the atmosphere spiritual and everything will automatically work out fine. Everyone will be united in the one direction and become constant. And then, because the atmosphere will be powerful, Maya will not come. In order to make the atmosphere powerful, make a program for remembrance and have classes and spiritual chit-chat for your own progress. Have loving gatherings, have classes on Dharana, and you will receive success. Om Shanti.